Haiti's interim Prime Minister Garry Conille has made a resolute commitment to quell lawlessness with the aid of a multinational force led by Kenya, recently deployed to the Caribbean nation. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. The arrival of 400 Kenyan police officers marks a pivotal moment, described by Conille as an unprecedented opportunity to restore order. "I want no doubt about the mission's purpose. The state will regain control and reaffirm its authority so that all Haitians can live peacefully in this country," stated Conille, addressing the pressing need to stabilize Haiti amidst escalating violence since the assassination of President Jovenel Moïse 3 years ago. The international community, including US President Joe Biden, has welcomed the deployment, viewing the Kenyan-led initiative as the best chance to foster democratic governance in Haiti. However, the mission has stirred controversy in Kenya, notably due to concerns about police brutality at home, exemplified by recent fatal shootings during protests in Nairobi. Haiti, grappling with decades of instability exacerbated by armed gang dominance, particularly in Port-au-Prince, now faces a critical juncture. The United Nations has approved a policing mission involving 2,500 officers from various nations, with Kenya initially pledging 1,000 personnel, though only 400 have been deployed thus far. Tasked with securing key locations seized by gangs, including vital ports and the airport, the Kenyan officers will collaborate with local authorities under a UN mandate aimed at facilitating secure conditions for upcoming elections. The deployment is authorized for 1 year, with a review scheduled after 9 months to assess its effectiveness. Despite the challenges ahead, Haiti's dire security situation demands urgent international intervention. The success of this mission hinges on effective coordination among participating nations and robust efforts to address systemic issues contributing to Haiti's instability. As Haiti navigates this pivotal phase, the hope is for lasting stability and progress toward democratic governance that meets the aspirations of its people. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.